Tacoma, Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Officials in Washington and Moscow have expressed a desire to extend their week-old ceasefire pact for Syria. Confirmed aid deliveries have not been made, but agreed on little else concerning the situation in Syria. Supply trucks are idling at a special customs checkpoint at the Turkish border. Jens Ilarki is a spokesperson for the UN Humanitarian Office.
We know that there's at least 250,000 people in eastern Aleppo who are potentially all of them in need of some kind of aid. The first 40 trucks are loaded with food for some 80,000 people for a month. And we really, really want to get it to eastern Aleppo. So as I say, it's highly frustrating. We know the world is watching.
Meanwhile, in New York, the UN Security Council canceled a meeting on Syria that was scheduled for late on Friday. Cancellation came at the request of the U.S. and Russia. U.S. military says coalition forces killed one of the Islamic State's most senior leaders in a precision strike. Wail Adel Salman al-Fayed, IS's so-called Minister of Information, was targeted and killed by an airstrike on September the 7th. Fayed was targeted in Araqqa, Syria, the terror group's self-proclaimed capital. Witnesses are saying Al-Shabaab militants have captured a key Somali town near the border with Kenya. Residents in a walk told VOA Somali service that heavily armed Shabaab fighters attacked the area from two directions and are now in control of it. Witnesses saying at least four people were caught in crossfire near a military base and were killed. The Shabaab force consisted of about 200 fighters with a dozen battle wagons. This is VOA News. UNICEF.